Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? Oh, we love it, don't we? TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. It is Friday. It is the 18th of February. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Starting us off today, we're going to look at a few of the things, as we have been doing so far this year, to do with entertainment on this particular day. If we go back to the 18th of February, 1929, it was when the first Academy Awards were announced. That was on today. 1933, death of James Gentleman Jim Corbett, US prize fighter and world champion from 1892 right through to 1897. Now, here's an interesting one. Well, say, how many of you remember Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz on TV? Probably not so many. I do, though. 1953, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, they signed a contract worth $8 million. That was 1953. This was to continue the I Love Lucy TV show through to 1955. And lastly for now, 1959, Elvis Presley appeared. This was after hours at the Lido Club in Paris. And this was while he was on leave. From what? From the US Army.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Back. What?
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That's what we like. Yes, a couple of nice songs to start off a nice day. It is a Friday. Always good when it's a Friday, isn't it? TGIF is what we say. We started off the first of those two, Best Day of My Life. That was by the American band American Authors, and that's from 2013, released in March of that year on Mercury Records. It's the lead single off of their third extended play, which was called American Authors 2013, and the second single off their debut studio album, of course. It was written by their band members, Zach Barnett, Dave Rublin and Matt Sanchez, together with James Adam Shelley. Right, that is. That was it. That was the happy one. The first, the best day of my life. And then we had the Stereophonics and Have a Nice Day, which I hope you're all going to have. Why not? And that was the second single off of their album, which was called Just Enough Education to Perform. Well, that's all you need, really, isn't it?
There's got to be a record of you someplace. Gotta be on somebody's books. The lowdown picture of your face, your injured looks, pleasure and the pain. Somewhere your fingerprints remain concrete, and it's your face I'm looking for. On every street. Lady killer.
regulation tattoo. Silver spurs on his heels. What can I tell you as I'm standing next to you? She threw herself under my wheels. It's a dangerous road. A hazardous load. And the fireworks over liberty explode in the hill. And it's your face I'm looking for. On every street.
Classic Mark Knopfler and great guitar playing as always. That was Dire Straits, it was called On Every Street, and that was the title, the track, off of their sixth and final studio album, Dire Straits studio album. It's called, well, that was the title track, it's called On Every Street. It was the follow-up to the band's massively successful album Brothers in Arms, and On Every Street reached the top of the UK album chart and was also certified platinum by the RIA. But that came Brothers in Arms, the one before that. 6 years gap between Brothers in Arms and On Every Street. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Everybody's doing a brand new dance. That's what we're going to do in the shower this morning. Are you ready for that? Let's just get the water sorted out. Come on. There we go. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby.
Yeah!
There we go, yes, doing a locomotion in the shower this morning, and out was the Grand Funk Railroad. Quite apt, really, isn't it, Railroad? That's it, how to get it on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Time-wise, we're exactly at 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. The locomotion, it was originally a 1962 song. It was written by the American songwriters, believe it or not, Jerry Coffin and Carole King wrote it. The locomotion was originally, it was written for D.D. Sharp originally, but she turned the song down. It's notable for appearing in the American top three thrice, each time in a different decade. In 1962, by the American pop singer Little Eva, she did that one, that's the original. That got to number one. In 1974, by the American band, one we just played, Grand Funk Railroad, also a US number one. And in 1988, again, by the Australian singer Kylie Minogue. They don't mention one version as well, which I knew very well. I think Lulu did it as well. And the locomotion was also the second song to reach number one by two different musical acts in America. The early song to do this was Go Away Little Girl, which was a song also written by Jerry Coffin and Carole King. And it's one of only nine songs to achieve that particular feat. go. Yes, Gloria Estefan then, the Miami Sound Machine, and Rhythm is going to get you. I hope so. Get jogging around. It is a Friday morning. I know it's a bit early. You could start now, though. I just mentioned, didn't I, when we played the Locomotion, that I also remember a version that was done by Lulu, going back in time. And it just so happened, I was looking at some of the things relevant to today in the world of entertainment. In 1969, Lulu and Maurice Gibb, yeah, Maurice Gibb from the Bee Gees, they were married. Yes, they got married over there in the UK. Another duo with Lulu, not a marriage. Here she is with Elton John. There we go. Yeah, Elton John's made that one with a few people, hasn't he? That's though with Lulu there. Teardrops. And that's brought us down. We're exactly 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. It is Friday. It is a TGIF. You've just joined us. A very good morning to you. And I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock Friday. It's a Music Friday. And we'll also be checking in, of course, on a Friday for our Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid. She's still up there in the States. I don't know what she's going to be doing today, so it's going to be exciting to find out. Also, in the last hour today, that's Yasmin. Part of the week where we look at what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it here in Panama. And also she'll be looking no doubt at a couple more tracks from Born This Day in music. So yeah, plenty going through. Usual bits and pieces in just a couple of seconds time. I'll take a look at some of the local headlines we'll look at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And 7 o'clock we'll look at some international news headlines. 7:30 business, not so much in the business. They seem a little bit behind the times this morning, but I've got a few bits and pieces for that for today. And so that's it really. Yeah, we'll look at the weather as well. And I don't know, it's a bit dark this morning. I don't know if it's because the sun's a little bit late or it's a little bit cloudy, but we'll find out. But as for right now,
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And exactly, it is in English, and we're going to be looking at the local news, some of the headlines in English, starting off with yesterday's epidemiological report. Still improving a little bit. They reported in the last 24 hours that 1,221 new cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. Always sad when there's any deaths. The epidemiological report also indicated that they did 9,749 tests, and this returned a positivity of 12.5%. Now, with the 6 new reported deaths, the number of deaths since the pandemic arrived in the country amounts now to just under 8,000, at 7,993, the lethality rate at 1.1%. The minister explained that the active cases in the country total 11,241. Of these, 10,897 are in home isolation. It is specified that 10,820 are at home and 77 in the hospital hotels. Now, in addition, we've got 344 patients in hospital. 292 of those are in the wards and 52 in the intensive care units. And due to the complaints of a dozen Ngāgābe Bugli indigenous citizens, the Ministry of Health began this Thursday an investigation into the alleged surgical procedures of salpingectomy in the facilities. Now, according to the complaints, the surgical procedure was performed on them in hospital facilities without their due consent. Now, salpingectomy consists of the removal of the fallopian tubes in women, which leaves them in a situation of sterility. The ministry recalled that public and private medical centres must comply with the requirements established in Law Number 68. This is going back to 2003, November, which regulates the rights and obligations of patients. The students of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, Unachi, feel offended because of the rector, this is Altavina Medianero de Bonagas, wants to perpetuate herself in power. This was expressed by the students' leader, Max Sanjur, one of the hundreds of participants in a protest held this Thursday in front of the Unachi headquarters in the city of David. And there's about 200 students partaking in this house of what they call higher studies. They reject a legislative initiative that would allow the current rector to be elected for the third consecutive time. They say that re-election not only undermines university autonomy, but also causes corruption in the university, he said. Well, apparently, as says here, a student just out of the sixth year of school is part of the administrative staff, when the rest of us have to finish a degree, Sanjo complained. We're tired of having relatives inside an entire roster of a single family in Wenatchee. The passenger and visitor movement numbers through the different entry ports of the country exceeded 350,000 travellers in the month of January. This is of this year, the National Migration Service reported on Thursday. Now, according to the entity's report, the total figure was 369,287 travellers who passed through immigration control posts, of which 198,300 were registered as incoming and 171,257 departures. The increase, by the way, in people travelling in January of 2022 compared to last year was 357,349. The judicial branch already has the $15 million that was earmarked for the implementation of the judicial career. The transfer of departure was approved unanimously by the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, and that was on Wednesday afternoon. The presiding magistrate, Maria Eugenia Lopez, appeared before the commission. She thanked President Laurentino Cortizo for committing to provide these funds to the judicial branch and also to the Assembly for expeditiously approving the funds. She explained, "This will be used in order to hire and reinforce staff of the dependencies that serve as a base for the judicial career." And another one for a total of 16,537,752. That was the transfer of items for the National Assembly approving Wednesday to the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, so that it fulfills commitments such as the construction of modular classrooms, the advance payment of works, painting works, appointment of teachers, among others. And the head of the National Directorate of Traffic Operations, Fernando Sanger, announced that the vehicular operation for the dates of the carnival will begin at noon on Friday, the 25th of February. Sanger specified that he has already coordinated with the Transit Authority to carry out the respective actions and that it will be the same as the operations carried out on previous special dates, starting Friday at noon until Tuesday. Sanjo said about the duration of the operation, well, lanes inversions will be made so that there can be a more condescending vehicular flow with drivers, it says here. Well, similarly, he stressed that traffic agents will be vigilant on the roads to monitor the speed of drivers with radars and with equipment to measure alcohol status. Now, talking of alcohol status, the Land Traffic and Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, in coordination with other entities, is analysing different proposals to modify the penalties for driving while intoxicated and speeding. Now, one of the main initiatives that is being debated is to cancel the driver's licence of those who commit a fourth offence for driving while intoxicated. There's also the idea of talks by Alcoholics Anonymous so that these repeat offenders have to go through re-education before driving again, said Aldeniez, who added that people must receive a document that guarantees that they have complied with this training. So they are four strikes and you're out, lose your license, which can be rather nasty, especially, you know, if you have a job that relies on you having to drive. Be sensible. Like last night, went out with friends, had a lovely evening last night, very enjoyable, in Casco, went over there, and I went by Uber. And I came back by Uber, me and the good lady, so I could have a good drink. And I sound fine this morning, don't I?
Better than coffee.
Yeah.
Groovy Train was the first of those two from The Farm. And followed on, that was To the Island. And that comes from A Crowded House. We are making our way to 14 minutes before the hour. 7 o'clock this morning, top of the hour. Don't forget, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. And just looking at my senior moments calendar for today. And it says here, insurance claims of the deeply distracted. It says, I was driving my car out of the driveway in a usual manner when I was struck by the other car in the same place. It had been struck several times before. That's an insurance claim. And I sort of looked at it and thought, that reminds me. So I thought I'd have a little rummage around the internet this morning and find some humorous insurance claims for us. Keep us in a nice good mood on a Friday morning. 14 and a half after, before 7. Star Council, and You're the Best Thing. Now it is time to remind you, I've got to remind you about this, it is that time of the year. If you have to do tax returns for the Estados Unidos up there in North, well, it's that time again. Our friends at H&R Block are reminding us. They said this year at H&R Block, we've got many filing options for you to make it easy. Our tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. So you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can't pay virtually, you have to pay in reality. Contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or at 260-1037. Or you can WhatsApp and call 6674-1037. Let me give you those again. H&R Block at cwpanama.net or at 260-1037. Or you can WhatsApp or call on 6674-1037. Block. They've got your back. And I thought, here's a nice piece of music. It's the one dedicated to you from the U.S. Tax Office. Money, that's what I want. It's just from Barrett Strong. Money, that's what I want from the IRS up there in Estados Unidos. By the way, that song, Money, That's What I Want, is a rhythm and blues song written by Tamla Founder. It was written by Berry Gordy and together with Janie Bradford, which was first a hit record for Gordy's Motown Enterprise by that gentleman, Barrett Strong. He recorded that in 1959 as a single on the Tamla label, distributed nationally on Anna Records as well. Now, many artists, of course, later recorded the song. The one I always remember, needless to say, is the Beatles when they did that in 1963. The Flying Lizards also did it in 1979. Now, for something completely different, take us up to the top of the hour. This is Malcolm McLaren, Death of a Butterfly.
Garden, dear heaven, with my American wife. I can't confront her. I am still married to her. I remember my friend Sharpless over there. He warned me I was a bounder. But I really loved JoJo Sam in those days. When I was her man. Why have I come back? Gosh, I wish Suzuki would be quiet. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be anywhere around here when they tell JoJo San that I found another love. I know this time I've made a fatal error. Sharpless warned me, and I didn't care.
Really quite a character there. Malcolm McLaren. And he used to like to sort of mix these genres up. And that is, well, so I think I said it was Death of a Butterfly. So Death of Butterfly. It's taken from the Puccini opera, Madame Butterfly. But Malcolm McLaren, a lot of people best know him. He was, by the way, the partner of the designer, Vivienne Westwood. And he was also a visual artist, an impresario, a performer, musician, clothes designer, and boutique owner. And noted for combining all his activities in an inventive and provocative way. He's best known, though, also as a promoter and manager of the bands, the New York Dolls and the Sex Pistols. And that has brought us to the top of the hour. It is at 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Whoa! Valley Motors.
it's a little bit like espresso, that ad. Wakes you up in the morning, that one. Right, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Friday morning. And here's, if you just joined us, very good morning. It is Friday. It is the 18th of February. We're making our way through February, aren't we? Pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine accused government forces of shelling a village on Friday, while Russian media reported more infantry and tank units were returning to their bases, a contrast to Western fears of an imminent Russian invasion. For a second consecutive day, pro-Russian separatists who have been at war with Ukraine for years said that they had come under mortar and artillery fire from Ukrainian forces. This is according to the Interfax news agency. Vice President Kamala Harris will meet NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the Munich Security Conference on Friday, a day after President Joe Biden warned the threat of Russia invading Ukraine was very high. Biden on Thursday said the door of a diplomatic solution remains open, but my sense is that this will happen in the next several days, referring to a Russian invasion. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko landed in Moscow on Friday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin that Minsk said could determine how much longer Russian military forces remain in the ex-Soviet republic north of Ukraine. Russia's joint war games in Belarus, which are meant to run until Sunday, have added to Western fears that Moscow could launch an attack on Ukraine, which shares borders with both countries. Canadian police are poised to clear out on Friday hundreds of truck drivers from Ottawa who have staged a three-week-long protest against pandemic restrictions that has crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers for the first time in more than 50 years. Two people are trapped on a ferry that was engulfed in a blaze. This was as it sailed between Greece and Italy in the early hours of Friday, the Greek Coast Guard said, after scores of other passengers and crew members were rescued. The Coast Guard said in total 239 passengers and 51 crew members had been on board the Italian-flagged Euroferry Olympia, and most of them had boarded rescue vessels, transferring them to the port of the island of Corfu, where ambulances were waiting. India has complained to Singapore about a remark its Prime Minister made on the number of Indian parliamentarians facing criminal charges, an Indian official said on Friday. This was in a rare instance of friction between the Asian allies. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong made the remark in Singapore's parliament on Wednesday. This was during a debate about accusations of lying levelled at members of Singapore's opposition. A major strike paralysed most of Paris's metro network and city train grid on Friday, disrupting the daily commutes of millions of people as workers demanded greater pay hikes than offered by the management. An Atlantic storm battered England and Ireland on Friday with winds up to 100 miles per hour, prompting warnings from Britain's weather office that Storm Eunice could cause significant disruption, tear off roofs and hammer London. Eunice, which began in the central Atlantic and was spun up from the Azores towards Europe by the jet stream, has extreme wind speeds that pose a danger to life, Britain's Meteorological Office has said. And Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's plan to relax the strictest COVID-19 border controls among wealthy nations has pleased nobody, with businesses and student groups worried it might not be enough, while online critics blast its change of tack. Japan has largely been closed off to non-residents for almost 2 years, keeping out hundreds of thousands of students and foreign workers sorely needed to fill a labour gap left by the nation's shrinking, ageing population. And lastly, Hong Kong parents have been rushing children as young as 3 years of age to vaccination centres this week as government lowered the age limit for the shots, and the deaths of two toddlers exasperated concerns in a city which is right now struggling to cope with a COVID-19 surge. And that's it. There's our look. Those are some things in the international news for this morning, this Friday morning, 18th of February. Time, we are exactly 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Back into of this summer, I will keep. As the sands of time will flow away, mystery. No one but you and I, underneath that moonlit sky. Take it back to the place that I know.
So lovely, isn't it? Relaxing, nice that one. Chris Rea on the beach. Before that, we had Claire. That was by Gilbert O'Sullivan, released back in 1972. First single from his second album, which was called Back to Front. And it was written by him, produced by Gordon Mills as well. One of his biggest selling singles. Remember that one well. I was telling you, I was looking at some of these actual insurance claims, when people have put their claims in, some of the excuses or their explanations for accidents. I got another one. I was driving along the motorway when the police pulled me over onto the hard shoulder. Unfortunately, I was in the middle lane and there was another car in the way. I got another one for you, which is even funnier. Here is, this is Susanna Vega and DNA, Tom's Diner.
Story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
There we go, that's it, Susanna Vega there, and DNA and Tom Sutton, Dinah. Time, we're just, 17 and a half minutes after 7. We're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather for us during the course of this Friday. We're going to start, as we do, over there in the rainy part of the world in Panama. It's always a lot more rain over there. That's in the Costa Rica in Colón, and we're looking at temperature-wise, 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation a little bit better than the other day when it was around about 38, 39. We've got 37 is what the thermal sensation is today, 37 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is down a bit as well, which is pretty good at 75%, though there is a chance of isolated showers during the course of the morning and the afternoon. Tonight though, partially cloudy. You've got a little bit of a respite tonight, so that's over there in Costa Rica on the Caribbean coast. Let's move over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus. 33 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 22 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation is at 37 degrees Celsius, and 62% is the relative humidity, so reasonably pleasant. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning and this afternoon, and tonight will be clear, so it'll be a nice night to look at the stars. You can't see too much because of the light pollution in the city. Moving along to the city, to the metropolitan area, we're looking at, looks pretty good, 34 degrees Celsius the maximum temperature, 23 degrees the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation, but relative humidity, it's not really going to affect us too much, at 55%. Lovely. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight will be partially cloudy for us here in the metropolitan area as well. Now, moving out to the Gulf of Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 25 degrees Celsius being the minimum temperature. 37, the thermal sensation, that seems to be pretty much right across the board to today. Relative humidity for out there as well is not too bad, at 73%. Clear this morning, and it's going to be partially cloudy in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. So not too bad if you think you're taking the old Gin Palace out to the islands later on today and over the weekend. Not too bad. Talking about that, let's take a look at maritime conditions for this Friday. We're going to start off with the tides. We're going to start off with the Pacific coast. High tide, was at 5 o'clock this morning, exactly 5 o'clock, and that was 4.51 metres. Low tide will be at 11.11, and that'll be minus 0.15 of a metre. High tide again, 5.23 in the afternoon, 4.66 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 11.33 tonight. That's going to be flat. It's going to be at zero. Now, let's move over to the Caribbean. We've got a full set today. First time this week, I think. High tide was at 4.06 this morning. That was 0.09 of a metre. Low tide was at 6.16, and that was 0.09 of a metre. And we then got high tide again, 1:37 in the afternoon. That's 0.21 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 9:17 tonight, and that's going to be minus 0.03 of a metre. But if you look at that in inches, it's because it's going to be a 3-inch high tide, and that was a 3-inch high tide at 4:06 this morning. Then we've got a 3-inch low tide, so no movement there. Then the next high tide is just 4 inches up at 7 inches. And then we come down for the last low tide at 9:17 tonight at minus 1 inch. So, but you know, when you compare the two, it's always amazing when you compare the Caribbean with the difference of the Caribbean and the Pacific. But if you are thinking, by the way, of taking your boat out during the course of today, let's see what kind of conditions we've got for you. Starting on the Caribbean coast, good conditions for this morning. No advisory. We've got winds at 15 to 25 kilometres an hour from the north-northwest. Waves at 4 feet. So a little bit of caution there if you are boarding, if you're a boarding officer today. That's for this morning. Now, in the afternoon, which is when you might be trying to escape, we have a small craft advisory for you. We've got 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon, still north-northeasterly direction. Waves increasing a foot to 5 feet. On the Pacific coast, we do have a small craft advisory for you for this morning. 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest with 3 foot waves. In the afternoon, we do have that advisory still in place for you. Waves are going to remain at 3 feet. Not much difference really. You've got 25, 35 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, 3 foot waves. But they do give you a small craft advisory if that is what you say. Well, that is what you have to do. It's as easy as that. And if you are, I always do like to warn you, if you are going out on a boat, if it's a small one, if you're going out on a little boat, panga or a little speedboat, something like that, please make sure you're wearing a life jacket. If you are going on to a bigger vessel, perhaps a ferry, something along those lines, or one of these beautiful yachts that we see here from the studio window, makes you want to dribble. If you're going out of one of those, make sure, please, that you know where the life jackets are, and if any of the crew give you a safety instructions, give you, please pay particular attention to what they say. All right, want to keep you safe. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I do quite like that. That is Conan Gray there, and it's called Heather. I love the lines in, you gave me your sweater and it's just polyester. Right, that has brought us to the bottom of the hour. That, by the way, the track before that, I can't remember, I've just put it away. So, not to worry. I am going to now sort of take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll look at some of the international business headlines. There wasn't too much this morning, is not much reporting on the markets. But we'll take a look anyway.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. And don't forget, pop along to Encuentra 24. You never know what you're going to find. You could find some exclusive offers like renting an office with parking in Via España for $750 or a commercial space in Via Transísmica for only $1,000. So do go along, check out Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Encuentra 24 sells fast. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking, you'll find it. Where? On Encuentra 24. You'll find it fast. There we go. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines in the business world. As I said, not too much. U.S. stocks, this is a U.S. stock slid on Thursday with the S&P 500 marking its biggest daily percentage drop in 2 weeks as investors shifted to defensive sectors and safe havens such as bonds and gold as geopolitical tensions between Washington and Russia over Ukraine flared up. After Ukrainian forces and pro-Moscow rebels traded fire in eastern Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden said that there was every indication that Russia was planning to invade in the next few days and was preparing a pretext to justify it. Automakers are adopting new technology and designs for vehicle controls faster than ever, but that does not always make consumers happy. According to a new ranking of automotive brands by Consumer Reports, Tesla Inc.'s new yoke steering wheel, which is installed on Model S sedans and Model X sports utility vehicles, is so difficult to use that it dropped the most valuable automaker's position in the Consumer Reports annual car brand rankings by 7 spots to 23rd place, below average. The independent testing organization said on Thursday, the yoke, by the way, is when it's like, you know, it's like a pilot's control. And so, you know, sometimes when you have to turn your steering wheel quickly, it might be a little bit awkward. I've never tried one, but there we go. Tesla Inc., staying with Tesla and its chief executive, Elon Musk, on Thursday accused the United States Securities and Exchange Commission of harassing them with an endless and unrelenting investigation to punish Elon Musk for being an outspoken critic of the government. The accusation came in a letter to U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan in Manhattan, who presided over a 2018 SEC settlement stemming from Musk's tweet about a potential buyout of Tesla. A group representing publishers such as News Corp and National Public Radio wrote to leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday to back two bills targeting big tech, including one that would open up smartphone app stores to more competition. Digital Content Next, whose members also include the New York Times and Associated Press, wrote to Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and Senator Chuck Grassley, the top Republican, to back a bill aimed at reining in app stores owned by Apple and Alphabet's Google. At the risk of being dropped from Texas pension funds, BlackRock, Inc. has ramped up its message that the world's largest asset manager is a friend of the oil and gas industries. As a large and long-term investor in fossil fuels companies, we want to see these companies succeed and prosper, BlackRock executives wrote in a letter that a spokesperson confirmed was sent at the start of the year to officials, trade groups, and others in energy-rich Texas. Airbus hopes to reach an amicable solution in a row with Qatar Airways over damage to the surface of A350 passenger jets. Chief Executive Guillaume Faury said on Thursday, the companies have been locked in a months-long dispute over paint erosion and deterioration and to anti-lightning protection on the long-haul jets, which Airbus has acknowledged needs attention, while insisting, though, that the problems do not put safety at risk. Walt Disney and Company will design U.S. residential communities in deals with property developers, capitalizing on fans' enthusiasm for the brand beyond its theme park and entertainment businesses. Disney on Wednesday announced its first development. It's called Cortino, a residential community with 1,900 housing units, including single-family homes and condominiums, in Southern California, Rancho Mirage. California's Rancho Mirage. Shops and beachfront hotel will bring a 24-acre lagoon, and some neighborhoods will be reserved for residents age 55 and older. Oh, thank you. Very kind. I mean, they should just sort of, you know, we build a housing community that's like, you know, something out of a Harry Potter movie or something. That would be good, wouldn't it? Except that's not Disney, though, is it? Right, time on The Breakfast Show is 23 minutes before 8 o'clock. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped in the morning, wishes everybody a good day at TGIF. Can you please play Fade to Black by Apocalypta? I can. In fact, it's something I've never heard before, so it's going to be interesting. go. That's a call, Fade to Black from Apocalypto. I tell you what, very different, isn't it? That sort of classical guitar goes, heavy violins. Thank you very much for that one. It was a request from Mary Lou this morning. She always comes up with something exciting, something new. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time. We are 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, let me say, because I was just checking my WhatsApp here. And this is from Gianni. And he says, hello, Jerry. I wonder what would be the name of the village reserved for 65 and older. Any Disney themes that come to mind? No, Disney themes, really, it doesn't come to mind. But one does come to mind. I think it was a 20th Century Fox movie. It was Cocoon. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's a sort of like a science fiction movie. It's about a group of elderly people rejuvenated by aliens. And apparently, by the way, that movie was made around the St. Petersburg, Florida area. A good friend of mine had a place there. And the only thing I can tell you is he didn't come back any younger.
Go away, all the sound of children's laughter. No, it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour, as I watch the windows of the second floor. The lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know. To cope and love and hope is why I am here now.
hammer and don't shut me down. 30 minutes, and that's before the hour. I tell you what, I was just kept my slate here with all my stuff on it. I was looking, wasn't I? I said I'd take a look at some of the insurance claims. These are actually things that people put down when they're explaining their accidents to get their insurance money paid out. I love this one. This one did give me a chuckle, I must admit. It is, it says, going to work at 7 o'clock this morning, I drove out of my drive straight into a bus. Well, the bus was 5 minutes early. So the bus will have to pay the insurance. This is a vividry. A Million Signs is what it's called. Very nice.
Think I might be over my troubles. Since you came around. Something struck me. Oh, lately, I've been caught up in my mind. Oh, it's so hard to see.
I do like that. And it's called A Million Signs. And I don't know if you could tell, but sort of listening to that with headphones on, you could hear the old crackles. Yes, the old vinyl there. Now, here's another one for you. How many eyes have you got? Just think for a minute. How many eyes do you have? This is an insurance claim in an insurance form. Well, the accident happened because I had one eye on the lorry in front, one eye on the pedestrian, and the other one on the car behind. Aye, aye, aye. Good morning. Let me say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. Drop me a silly line. Wishes everybody good morning, my dear friend. Greetings for the crew. Asked if we could play Black Magic Woman for you. And I went back and I said, which one, Santana or Fleetwood Mac? Well, I already had one queued up. Great minds think alike, that's what I say. Fleetwood Mac.
I got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell.
There we go, yes, that's it. I love that version. Fleetwood Mac there. And that was going out for Felipe this morning. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Take us there. I think we'll have a little trip on the Blue Savannah. This is with Erasure. After that, when we get to the top of the hour, we'll take a look at the local news, some of the local news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/DBO.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
This is the moment we'll remember every day for the rest of our lives. Time may rush us, hurt or love us, but on this day we have arrived. It's been a long time coming, we've been in the running for so long, but now we're on our way. Let the ride just take us side by side and make us see the world through new eyes every day. You're a winner. So far just to compete, but
don't forget all the love and laughter. Now the world is at our feet. Looking back at all the times we felt downcast, didn't think we were going anywhere, just living in the past. But in that desperation, you get inspiration.
Pet Shop Boys, and that is just simply called Winner. Still to come, we're going to take another piece of music, then we're going to check in with Ingrid, because today is Friday, which means Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And don't forget, in the roundabout now's time, in the last hour this morning, it's Yasmin's spot. We'll be looking at what, where and when, what you can be doing here in Panama, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. So that's all to come. And plus, I'm sure she'll have a couple of born on this day, people in the music business that have born on the 18th of February. Right, that other piece of music. Remember Fast Car by Tracy Chapman? Here's another version of it. This comes from Jonas Ballou and Dakota. Fast Car.
Like I was drunk. See the lights lay out before us, and you all felt nice wrapped around my shoulder.
There we go, that's it. That was Jonas Blue and Dakota there in Fast Car, which wasn't too bad, really, was it, for a cover. Time on the Breakfast Show. I think it's about time we checked in with Ingrid. She's not there. Hello. Hang on, Ingrid. Let's try again.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, yes, and I have got a few Freaky Friday Fun Facts for you today. We are going to do 20 things you didn't know about the state of Florida. Yep, that's what we're going to do. Number one, the Everglades National Park is the only place where the alligators and crocodiles coexist. Ah, we saw one yesterday out on the lake. Oh, my goodness. Yep, but I didn't see a croc saw gator. Okay. Number two, it's also the home of the slowest moving river and the largest mangrove forest in the world. Number three, the Florida House is the only embassy for a state in Washington, D.C. Okay. Stephen Foster, number four, who wrote our state song, never visited Florida or even saw the Suwannee River. Whoa. Number five, Florida is the only state with a river named so nice they used it twice on different rivers. Withaluchicuchi. Yeah, Withaluchicuchi. That's a nice name. They've used it twice because it was so nice. Okay. Number six, the world's first scheduled passenger airplane flight was piloted by Tony Janis from St. Petersburg to Tampa on January 1st, 1914. There you go. History is here. Number seven, Florida is not the southernmost state in the United States. It's actually Hawaii. Number eight, Harris Rosen adopted a Florida neighborhood called Tangelo Park. He turned the city around drastically, cutting the crime rate and bringing the high school graduation rate up from 25% to 100%. And how did he accomplish this? He provided free daycare, and everyone who graduated high school received a scholarship. There's a reason to go to Florida schools. All right, number nine. Key West has the highest average temperature in the United States. I would have thought Arizona. Well, it says average. Okay. In 1982, yes, the mayor of Key West declared war on the United States and immediately surrendered and then applied for foreign aid. We used to make a joke of that when I lived in Key West about how that we had seceded from the Union and we got treated better when we seceded from the Union than we were in the Union. It was a big controversy in Key West. 11. Florida has the only one of two naturally round lakes in the world. It's located in Dufuniak Springs. Number 12. Morikami Museum and Japanese Gardens is the only museum in the country dedicated purely to the living culture of Japan. It's located in Delray Beach. Number 13. Florida has more golf courses than any other state. Number 14. Flamingos, pink color, it comes from the shrimp they eat. Number 15. Miami has the first ATM designed specifically for use on rollerblades. Okay. Kind of thought that might go to California, but okay. Number 16. At the Floribama Beach Bar's annual mullet toss. Let me say that again. Floribama Beach Bar annual mullet toss. Thousands of people gather to throw dead fish into Alabama. So they stand on the Florida line in the sand and then they throw a dead fish across the state line to Alabama. It's silly. Very silly. Number 17. The St. John's River is one of the few in the world to run north. 18. Jacksonville was once the winter film capital of the world, but its conservative residents disapproved of the film industry, so it relocated to Southern California, and now we know it as Hollywood. Yeah, baby. Okay. Number 19. Florida was the home to the fifth oldest tree in the world. Yeah, it was. Yeah, until a meth addict accidentally burned it down in 2012. It was 3,500 years old, and it was 125 feet tall. Yeah, meth heads. Okay, number 20, on a good note. Clearwater, Florida has the highest number of lightning strikes per capita in the U.S. I didn't know they were keeping... Well, I guess they would have to keep track of that, how many people got struck by lightning. I'm up and about kind of early. It's still... Oh, it's misty, foggy. Foggy. We get a lot of fog up in El Valle, but this is like soup. I think you have to cut it in order to open the door to go outside. Anyway, the week has been kind of interesting. Got a lot of things done. Been installing, working. And last night I played Rummy Cubes with the family. Boy, isn't that fun to sit down at the table and enjoy each other's company. There's nothing more you can ask from your kids or from your parents except spend a little quality time together. And that's what we were doing. All right, and we also drank a bottle of wine. Ouch. A whole bottle. Ooh, it was fun. Okay. I have to get back to bed because my my pajamas are calling me saying, please, we miss you. Come back to bed. It's too early. So I'm going to follow those rules. Okay. Keep washing those hands. You all stay safe. Hey, it's a weekend. We're coming up on a long, for me, it's going to be a long weekend because I'm not flying back yet. Okay. You guys stay safe and back to you in the studio.
There we go. Yes, there's a voice that sounds probably quite familiar. Annie Lennox? No, it's not. It's Lola Lennox. Lola Lennox Afrukshman, professional name, well, just Lola Lennox, is a British singer, songwriter and model. She is the sister of British fashion model Talia Lennox and daughter of, yes, you got it, Scottish singer Annie Lennox and Israeli film producer Ori Fruchtman. And this borders, we are just coming up to 29 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just joined us, very good morning to you. It is the 18th of February and it is a Friday. FF. And thank you to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday as well. Also, let me say a very good morning to Ashley. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wishes everybody a very good morning. Asked if we could play this one. Can't miss it, can you? Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You
Yes, Chris Stapleton there, and Tennessee Whiskey. Love it.
Thank you. years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
We go. That's George Benson, and that was Memphis, Tennessee. So you had Tennessee Whiskey, Memphis, Tennessee. What is the connection with this song?
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number 9 coal, and the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
What a great voice. What is the connection with that gentleman? And what is the connection to the other two songs? Good morning to Rowena and Phil. She says, good morning, Tennessee. She enjoyed those three songs. Of course it is, because although the song's not about Tennessee, the song is by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And I love that guy's voice. And funny, it's rather strange. I think I tell you every time I play it, but I'm going to tell you again anyway. When I was a little kid, my dad had the record player, 78 it was, and that's when the sort of the records were about the size of an album, but it just had a single on it. I remember he bought me the ballad of Davy Crockett. It was one of the things I liked because it was the TV series, you know. And on the other side of the ballad of Davy Crockett was that song, 16 Tons, and by Tennessee Ernie Ford. He sung both sides, obviously. And that was the song, funnily enough, that I really liked, that really sort of stuck with me, apart from the Davy Crockett thing. So there we go. So Rowena and Phil, good morning to you. Lovely to hear from you. In Mexico at the moment. How dare you? You're supposed to be in Panama. Now, let me also say a very good morning to Renee. Renee dropped me a little post. It says February the 18th is National Drink Wine Day. Just another day then, really, isn't it? I thought every day was Drink Wine Day. Good morning. Happy National Drink Wine Day. Please, can you play Red Red Wine? And have a great weekend. She said, listening to Ingrid, sounds like Ingrid got a head start. I think you're right.
Red, red wine goes to my ears. make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing music on the sweet headline. Red, red wine, you give me woolly for zing. Woolly for zing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how for love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Hey. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can get you on my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just say.
There you go, yes. UB40 there and Red Red Wine.
The lion broke, the monkey get choked.
That's for Renee. Rowena and Phil have come back in and they said, how about Spill the Wine from Eric Burdon and well, Happy Drink Wine Day. Don't really want to spill it. Shame on you. Minutes, by the way, right now, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning.
I was strolling one very hot summer's day when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind. The fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned.
In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine.
Whatever you do, don't spill it, man. Eric Burden and more there, and that's Rowena and Phil's suggestion for this one. You got a red wine song? Let us know. You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. WhatsApp us on there. Or call Yasmin on 223-5162. Hello, la la, the parrot's awake. Right, let me just remind you about this. Tax time is here again. And this year, our friends at HR Block, they've got many filing options for you to make it easy. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. You can drop by the office, use the drop-off service, or a tax pro can even do your taxes for you virtually. Contact H&R Block. You can do that by email, hrblock@cwpanama.net. hrblock@cwpanama.net. You can do that, or you can call 260-1037, 260-1037. Or the other option is WhatsApp or call on 6674-1037, 6674-1037. All right, Block, HR Block, remember, they've got your back.
You can
There we go, REO Speedwagon and the Heart Survives. And that's something, we're just a couple of minutes away, actually, from the top of the hour. So I'm going to play a little bit of my hit and miss song. That'll take us up to there. So if you miss the news, don't forget earlier on at 8 o'clock, I've got it for you in around about 2 minutes' time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. Good advice for you there. Put it on Encuentra 24 and it'll be gone before you know it. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for something, go on to Encuentra 24 and you'll find it before you know it. Here's a little bit of advice for you, a little bit of an opportunity for you as well. Alorica, Panama's number one BPO, invites you to its job fair on February the 24th and 25th. Visit their offices located in Juan Díaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, contact us via Instagram at Alorica Panama. All right, at Alorica Panama on Instagram. That's their job fair from the 24th and 25th of February, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Good opportunity for you.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, some requests to get through. Also, don't forget, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when this morning. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also probably a couple of tracks on Born This Day. If we can, we'll be quite busy this morning with different things. Like I said, I've got a few requests to get through. My friend Eduardo Crocomo has been chatting to me on the WhatsApp. He's just turned himself on to In Drury and the Blockheads.
The day.
deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan. Every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastisch. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
This morning in Drury in the Blockhead.
Hit me
with your rhythm stick. And good morning to Bienvenido. He drops a little line this morning. He says, good morning, beautiful people.
Hit me.
Must be talking about Yasmin. He said, my request for this morning, blue suede shoes. Have a happy Friday.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Off of my blue suede shoes. But you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Right. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
straight shoe, yeah. Blue, blue, blue straight shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue straight shoe. You can do anything to lay off of my blue straight shoe.
There we go. That's it, Mr. Kopark. Parkin Perkins. Mr. Cole Perkins there, and that was Blue Suede Shoes for Bienvenidos this morning. Hope that'll get your weekend off on the right foot. Good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Heard It in a Love Song by the Marshall Tucker Band. Absolutely, and you have a great weekend, Christopher. That's the Marshall Tucker Band, and Heard It in a Love Song for Christopher this morning. Thank you very much for that, Krista. Say, have a great weekend. By the way, today is a bit of a special day for those of you that are regular listeners to Cool FM, to La Movida in the afternoons. Today is Daniela's birthday. It is today is Daniela Orta's birthday. So,
birthday you will never forget with your favorite DJ.
And there you go, Daniela. You have an absolutely wonderful birthday. Make sure that the bosses there at Cool FM buy you something very nice. Oh, and don't lose your sense of humor. Have a wonderful day. There we go, 3 degrees for Daniela on her birthday. When will I see you again? Just after 28 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, I just want to remind you about a couple of things. Don't forget our friends there at Cementos Progresso. If you're in the world of construction or architecture, one thing you're going to need is, well, to make concrete decisions and build strong foundations. And you can do that with Cementos Progresso. They're the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. Cementos Progresso. Do get in touch with them. Now, I've been reminding you as well during the course of this morning, if you have to do taxes up in the United States, yes, tax time is here again. And this year, H&R Block, they've got many filing options for you to make it easy. Their tax professionals are there for you to do your tax return with or without an office visit. You can drop by the office, you can use their drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes for you virtually. Contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or call on 260-1037. Or WhatsApp or call on 6674-1037. Block! They have got your back, all right? Very important. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just almost down to the bottom of the hour, half past, so I think we'll take a little wander down the corridor and see what's happening down here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice of you. Put a party on for me. Is that for Daniela later on? Sorry, what were you saying?
Good morning.
Yeah, yes. Good morning.
Of course, for Daniela.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, mm-hmm. Birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dani.
Yeah. And I said that they should treat her nicely over there. Get her a cake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And happy Friday to everyone.
It is. It is a happy... It's been a busy little morning. So we've got a lot of people sort of asking for music and things today, which has been nice.
Oh, yes. It's kind of crazy today.
It is kind of crazy today. Yes, it is. It's Friday. But that's all right. Got 2 days to relax.
Yes.
And you've got about six things happening in the in our What, Where and When segment today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and all of them are free.
Oh, we like free.
Yeah, so continuing with the celebration of the Chinese New Year,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have this weekend a Chinese movie tour.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, it's going to be at Teatro Gladys Vidal,
mm-hmm.
Edificio El Latillo. And they have a theater there, so it's going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And starting today, tomorrow and Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you can enjoy, this is like the top 10, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or top 5 of Chinese movies of the last year. So everybody can go there and enjoy.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be nice. You can get more information mm-hmm. at their social media. Let me see, Primavera China. PMA, mm-hmm. Primavera China PMA on Instagram.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Also, at Parque Urraca, they're going to have here in Avenida Balboa,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., Mercadito Granjero. They are doing this every month,
mm-hmm.
so you can get organic products, vegetables, fruits, directly from the producers.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So that's going to mm-hmm. be very nice, with a good price for everybody.
Mm, wonderful. That's a good idea.
This is thanks to Panama Startups. You can get more information at their Instagram, Panama Startups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't forget tomorrow and Sunday. Also, don't forget this Sunday, Aprochipa.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have their virtual festival of kites.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just... play with your kite wherever you are and film or take a photo mm-hmm. or something like that and send it to them. Their social media is Aprochipa.
Okay.
Celebrating the Chinese New Year. This is Sunday at 3 p.m. That's going to be nice too. You can win some prizes too.
Mm-hmm. High flying adored kites.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to mention the stay music?
Okay, yeah, let's do one of those.
Mm-hmm. Born today, but in 1939, Bobby Hart, American singer, songwriter, who had the 1968 U.S. number 8 single with Tommy Boyce, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. He also wrote Last Train to Clarksville and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, covered by the Monkees.
I tell you, guess which one I've got. Guess.
Which one?
Guess which one I've got.
The first one.
No.
The last one.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
The middle one.
Okay.
No.
There we go. That's it. The Monkees and the last train to Clarksville. See, it was you didn't get the one I chose. Yes.
Mm-hmm, no.
No. No. Out of the,
but I like it. Nice voices.
Oh, it was the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
You never watched the Monkees?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. See. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. What else is happening?
Okay. Also this weekend at City of Knowledge, thanks to Smithsonian and the U.S. Embassy, they are going to have an exhibition of photography called A Place for All People. This is the introduction of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. So you can go, this is at La Plaza, at City of Knowledge. You can go there and visit this interesting exhibition, A Place for All People. And you can get more information at Ciudad del Saber on Instagram. And it's free, also.
Yeah. Everything's free today.
Oh, yes.
We've got a special offer.
So good. Also, as I told you last weekend, at Biomuseo, they are doing these architectonic tours. Architectural
tours. That's right, the building.
Around the Biomuseum, mm-hmm. Yes. This is every Saturday at 4 p.m. And it's free also. You don't need to make a reservation. Just you have to be there on Saturdays at 4 p.m. and okay. You can get more information at their Instagram, Biomuseo. Also, this weekend, you have two options to bring your books for donations. One of them is at Parque Omar, at the Domo, you know, at the entrance.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They're going to have some people. You can exchange your books, actually.
Okay.
You can bring mm-hmm. your books and then bring back a different one at home this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Parque Omar at the Domo. Libros y novelas for free. So you can
That's
go
great.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And also I'll be bringing my books for donations to City of Knowledge. That's going to be on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a sustainable library called Holly. And this is next to Ateneo, next to the parking of the Ateneo.
Oh, okay.
And you can bring your books, and they will give you back a plant. So I want my plant.
Okay. So you give a book, and you get a plant.
Exactly.
Hey, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow a book.
Yes. I love that idea, so I'll be there.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And that's all that I have for now.
Okay. Well, let's do your second piece of Born on This Day, shall we?
Okay, the second one is in 1941, Herman Santiago, singer with American Puerto Rican duo whoop group Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, who had the 1956 UK number one and US number six single, Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
And you know that one?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Why do they fall?
There we go. That is Frankie Lyman. And that was Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Got a high voice, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Love
yeah.
that song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good one. Jogging, jolly and jiggly song to dance to. You see, the old feet are moving, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Have to keep them moving.
And I love the beginning that you were singing.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I'm a bit of a doo-wop. So anyway, look, you have a wonderful weekend, yes?
Thank you, you too.
All right. Yeah. And we'll be back here on Monday, I guess, won't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No into it. Right, there, what, where and when. Big thanks to Yasmin for that this morning and for our music songs. Here's an interesting one. Hall & Oates versus Simply Red. I Can't Go For That. And Sunrise. Very clever.
I'm not afraid to
I tell you what, I think that is so clever. All in Oats versus Simply Red, I Can't Go For That, and Sunrise. Okay, let's move on to Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Are you ready to go?
Well, you're still young. Time to party.
Gotta let your light bloom while you're still young. 'Cause you're still young. Yeah, you're still young. Come on, pretty thing, what you waiting for? The night is nothing but an open door. Through that door, baby, that's your chance. Sing your own song and make the whole world dance. 'Cause it's a perfect time. Step out the corner of time. With every step more sure, you better hide. Magic show. Fake it till you feel it and you let it go. With the moment more, time to take the floor. Show what you feel inside. You're gonna find your tribe. Are you ready to go? Don't miss this party. Are you ready to go?
Sam in the car, talking about America, heading to the wishing well. We've reached our last resort. I turned to him, said, man, help me out. I fear I'm on an island in an ocean full of change. Can't bring myself to dive into an ocean full of change. Am I losing touch? Am I losing touch now? He said, why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to second guessing it. Hey, pretty smiling people, we're alright together. It in turns to dream about the lottery, what we might have done if we had entered and had won. We're each convinced that nothing would have changed. But if this were the case, why is it a conversation anyway? Are we losing touch? Are we losing touch now? He said, why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it.
George Ezra there and Pretty Shiny People. Yes, we're all together. And we'll be back together again at 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Been great busy. It's been a fun Friday morning this morning. We've been sort of busy with all sorts of things. Big thanks, of course, go out this morning. Let me start off with Ingrid up there in Florida for her Freaky Fun Facts Friday today. All about the state of Florida. And a big thanks, as ever, to Yasmin, our producer. Well, she does everything. Social media producer, especially on Fridays, where she does what, where, and when. What you can be doing, where, and when you can be doing it. So I hope you made a note of some of the things that are happening over the next few days. And are born on this day in music. We had a little track there from the Monkees and from Lyman, Bobby Lyman. So that is it. Oh, mustn't forget my friend Neil, our co-producer over there in the UK. He gets a lot of our information for us that we use here on the breakfast show. And the boys and girls at Grupo Grad will keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3. Cool FM. Now, I hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. We're still under some restrictions. Just take it easy this weekend, because the following weekend, isn't it? It's Carnival weekend. Get a few days off, which would be rather nice. So please just take it easy. Remember, I think they're paying, was it the 13th month today? So it might be a little bit hectic out on the streets. Just relax. Be patient. And enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. Make sure that you keep up with the biosecurity rules, because we're winning at the moment. Things are coming down. Keep wearing your mask, face shield if you're going to be using public transport, stay away from other people, that's the important one. And of course, we have to keep washing your hands, because what do I want to be doing on Monday morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.